It's not just venture capitalists. Scientists, too, are dipping into all sorts of moral questions. In Boston, researchers are trying to map out how the human brain weighs morality in making decisions. From member station WBUR, Alan Cockle reports.
You've got a position on abortion, gay marriage, the Iraq War. You believe you're right, of course. But how do you know?
We tend to rely rather uncritically on our moral intuitions. We tend to think that we just see the moral world as it objectively is.
Josh Green of Harvard University is one of a small number of scientists delving into the science of moral decisions.
And the more you learn about your moral intuitions, the more you realize that they're actually not as trustworthy as they seem.
Consider the trolley problem, which philosophers and scientists love. You're standing beside the trolley track. The train is bearing down with five people in its path. If it hits them, they'll be killed. But you have a choice. You can hit a switch to divert the trolley onto another track, where there's one person standing. Do you hit the switch to save five lives at the cost of one?
Based on thousands and thousands of subjects, people consistently say yes to that question.
This is Harvard psychologist Mark Hauser.
Yes, it is permissible to flip the switch, leading the train onto the sidetrack where it will kill the one, saving the five.
But interestingly, one small change in the dilemma gives the opposite answer. This time, instead of a switch, you're on a footbridge over the track, standing next to a large man. To stop the train and save five people below, your only option is to push the man off the bridge and into the path of the train. Do you do it?
Here people say no.
So people say it's okay to pull a switch, send the trolley down a different track and kill one person instead of five, not okay to push somebody onto the track and kill one person instead of five.
That's right. So people are making a distinction, and typically when we ask people why is one case permissible but the other is not, people typically do not have good reasons to explain those distinctions.
Mark Hauser and Josh Green say the trolley problem, and scenarios like it, prove that our moral judgments are not the rational decisions we might think. So Green decided to get inside the head to see how it all happens. He put volunteers into an MRI scanner, looking to see which parts of the brain were activated by the two versions, the switch and the footbridge version, of the trolley problem.
And what we found is that the cases like the footbridge case seem to produce more of an emotional response, or at least more brain activity in brain regions that are associated with emotional response.
There are other clues about the workings of our moral intuition. For example, experiments show that we always consider harm caused by physical contact with another person to be worse than harm caused without physical contact. Some scientists think these kinds of moral rules might constitute a kind of universal moral grammar.
Okay, we're ready here, and we're going to start with the moral judgment task.
To test a different aspect of morality, Rebecca Sachs, a cognitive scientist at MIT, offered to put me into the MRI scanner.
Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Okay, here goes.
Sachs studies what you could call guilt or innocence. She's looking at a part of the brain that lights up when we're asked to judge how other people behave.
So I'm laying on my back inside the scanner, reading a series of moral questions. One of the scenarios, a girl builds an igloo that she believes is safe, but it isn't. The walls are likely to collapse. Her friend comes over and asks if she can go in the igloo, and the girl says yes. Yes, you can go in. The friend goes in and the walls collapse. Was it acceptable for her to allow her friend to go in the igloo? And I said that it was because she believed it was safe.
Of all the different moral scenarios Sachs has studied, deliberate harm, no harm, it's these accidental harm scenarios that cause the biggest spike in brain activity. It seems our brains work especially hard when we evaluate whether or not someone made an honest mistake. That principle seems somehow special. Sachs isn't sure what that means, but she finds an interesting correlation in the law, which is, after all, how a society formally encodes morality.
This principle, if you made a reasonable mistake, what you did was not forbidden, is encoded in every known legal system.
If the science can help us understand how we make moral decisions, Josh Green at Harvard hopes it can also change them.
If we all were more focused on consequences and trying to make the world a better place and less beholden to our intuitive emotional responses, we might all be better off.
The neuroscience of morality is in its infancy. Some traditional philosophers think it's too crude to be useful, but the scientists believe it's the right thing to do. For NPR News, I'm Alan Cockle in Boston.
Take an online moral sense test at our website, npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.